It's that time of day, 17 minutes past four, and we check in with Sasha Star and the Hollywood Report, the Star Report. You see, when you're not here, it has to be the Hollywood Report.
Right.
It ends up being about the royals. Because they are fascinating lot of people.
We do have some royals on
today. Do we?
Today. Oh. We do. And that is because Prince Louis was christened yesterday.
Oh, mazel tov.
Welcomed into the Church of England.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Yes, there was tea served.
There was
scones. I'm assuming. But it took
place. And also wedding cake, apparently.
Yes, because what happened?
8-year-old wedding cake.
You?
8-year-old wedding cake.
Is it already 8 years?
8 years that William and Kate have been married. Sorry, Catherine.
That is actually, I think it's seven.
Years.
It's 7 years. They got married in 2011.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So were they already eating old wedding cake?
I hope not. I don't think any of the guests got sick. But basically, yesterday, I'm not sure why it took place on a Monday, but it did.
Because none of them work.
Well, funny
what else
you
do
mention
on a Monday?
That. You say that, and yet, Queen Elizabeth, the baby's great-grandmother, was not present because of her work schedule.
Really? What was she doing? The books?
You know, she is a queen. She does have appearances to make. So she
it's
didn't come.
It's her great-grandchild's christening, darn it.
I know, if you can, like, cancel stuff for a breast, you can do this for a
Well, change
christening.
The christening, the time of the christening.
And of
no,
course,
there's something
Prince,
more to that story. I'm telling you there's something
really?
More to that story, definitely.
Well, they ruled out health.
Yeah.
Because everyone was quite worried. So Kensington Palace had to rule out any health concerns.
Yeah.
Prince Philip, the baby's great-grandfather, was not present because he's retired from public life.
Yes.
Those who were at Chapel Royal, at St. James's Palace, however, were, of course, the doting parents, Prince William and Duchess Kate, Catherine, as we said. The little ones, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, who was very cute because...
She is cute.
And she's precocious.
Really?
So a pair of photographers were obviously trying to take photos, and she said to them, "You're not coming."
Oh, because they were going to the tea.
Yes.
And you're not coming.
You're not coming. Catherine's siblings were there, her brother and sister, as well as her sister's husband.
And her sister's pregnant, Pippa.
She is. Pippa's preggers. And would you like to know who the godparents are?
Oh, let's hear.
Would we know the godparents?
Probably not. I'll tell you what. They are all friends. They are six godparents.
Six.
Five of them are friends of William and Kate, as is their personal tradition. And one of them is Kate's cousin. And then, as you said, there was a tea at Clarence House hosted by William and Kate. And they served a tier of their wedding cake as the christening cake.
So they also did it for Charlotte's christening and also for George's christening.
Big cake.
It was
How
a very
many
big
tiers did it have?
I think it had 8 or 9.
So are they trying to tell us
room
something?
For kids here. but there's all sorts of things around wedding cake. I remember when I was little, my parents used to go to a wedding and they'd always bring me back a slice of wedding cake.
Okay.
And it was always a fruit cake and was covered in this thick layer of icing.
Yeah. Fondant.
I don't know. Was it fondant? I don't know.
Whatever
fondant. It was, this thick layer of white icing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you slept with it, I was told, not by my parents, probably by one of my friends, I can't remember where I heard it. If you slept with it, under your pillow, I think, I do stand to be corrected, but if you sleep with a piece of wedding cake under your pillow, you dream about the person you'll marry.
Oh.
Is this why there's a shidduch crisis? Because I feel like a lot of Jewish weddings don't have wedding cake anymore.
Yeah, because that's all about dreams.
That's what... because I'm trying to figure out who just got married.
You must be dreaming.
I need a piece of cake.
But there are. I think it's like all superstitions and traditions and things
and
around
on
wedding
one.
Cake.
Yeah. And on the first anniversary, you usually have
stale
a slice
cake.
Of... Yeah.
Really? I'll tell you,
if you made it
two
that long,
of my older brothers have gotten married. We've had the cake already. Like, at the wedding.
Yeah, what happened to eating the cake?
Yeah, we ate it at the wedding. Never kept it.
Can we retire fruit cake? Because I hate fruit cake.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It was. Now it's all different kinds of wedding cake.
Okay, good.
Well, I'll be able to tell you in a month.
Exactly. Yes! Okay, well, I think that George Clooney should have been paying attention to Lindy's traffic report. Because he was involved in an accident.
Oh, man, George.
That's terrible. Even the song doesn't want to sing anymore.
No, it doesn't. So he was on his way to a film set, riding his motorbike in Sardinia, and a car went into him. So he's been taken to the casualty, the emergency room at John Paul II Hospital. And not sure if that's to do with the Beatles, John Paul.
Oh, John Paul, Ringo.
Yeah,
okay.
George somewhere. Yeah. No one remembers George.
So if you've got John Paul, then you've also got Ringo George.
Yeah.
Or George Ringo.
No one remembers George. It's very sad.
Everyone remembers George. In fact, I think, isn't he still touring?
George is dead.
Such a killjoy.
Really? You see, the music stopped as well. The music was like, no. But, so as far as we know, he's not too serious. George Clooney, not commenting on whether he's going through any type of crisis, midlife crisis. He's 57.
But why would he be going through a midlife crisis? I mean,
why are you riding a motorbike?
He always has. Yes. In fact, Brad Pitt, when he turned 40, he bought all of his friends Harleys or something. Like, very, very, very generous guy. And another birthday, he gave him all $1 million.
What?
Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
Brad Pitt.
All I know is I need new friends.
I was going to say. We have the wrong friend.
Mumble.
And finally, on the topic of weddings, you may have heard the rumor. It's now been confirmed that Justin Bieber is engaged to Hailey Baldwin. And really? He has now confirmed it himself in a very sweet message.
But they hid it for so long. They only came out a few weeks ago that they started being seen together and all of a sudden they were kissing. So
they dated about 3 years ago. Hailey Baldwin is, of course, the daughter of Stephen Baldwin, whose brother is Alec Baldwin. And they're a very religious family. And you can tell, I think, the influence there because she and Justin rekindled their relationship at a church conference a month ago.
Oh.
Since then, as you say, they've been, you know, snapped by the paparazzi, and they were in the Bahamas over the weekend.
Oh.
Justin got down on one knee. He proposed in a restaurant in front of many diners. But Justin has confirmed the news.
How old is he now?
He's 24. She's 21. I'll read a little bit.
It's a good age to start settling down. And, you know, whether he is the Biebs is ready to settle down. I don't know, but it can only be good for him. But, oh, really? Because of Selena?
Well, just because Justin's off the market. People are surprisingly very happy for Selena that she'll never date him again.
Yeah, I am. In fact, I was on TMZ yesterday, the celebrity website, and they had this whole story of Justin and this Baldwin. What's her name again? Hailey Baldwin. And right next to it was a story of how Selena was spotted on a boat.
Yeah, she's on a cruise or a yacht or something.
Who cares? Let people just get on with their lives.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell
you. Can you imagine being under such terrible scrutiny all the time? It can drive you normal. I mean, abnormal.
You know what, Justin, I think he may have grown up a bit. Because this is what he says. He says, I promise to lead our family with honor and integrity, letting Jesus through his Holy Spirit guide us in everything we do and every decision we make. My heart is completely and fully yours, and I will always put you first. You are the love of my life, Hailey Baldwin, and I wouldn't want to spend it with anyone else.
That's really beautiful. Yeah, and that is, right? That sounds more like a wedding vow than...
Yeah. It is. And she...
absolutely beautiful.
That's wonderful.
She also very, very sweet. She said, Not sure what I did in life to deserve such happiness, but I'm so utterly grateful to God for giving me such an incredible person to share my life with. No words could ever express my gratitude.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. You know what? The world needs more happy people.
Yeah, I'm quite happy for them.
Yeah, so if they can be happy, good.
Mazal Tov.
Is that a Tasha star?
It's a star report for today.
Yay. It was a good one, man.